Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be cloudy with a continuing chance for showers today. We will have a high of about 43. In Kenosha right now, just overcast, it is 39 degrees, 37 in Burlington, 39 in Milwaukee, also 39 in Racine. Longtime medical device heavyweight Abbott Laboratories, based in North Chicago, buying competitor St. Jude Medical. The deal announced today worth $25 billion. It'll create a worldwide medical devices giant specializing in cardiovascular diabetes and vision. Abbott's revenues were more than $20 billion last year. St. Jude Medical, founded in 1976, had revenues of $5.6 billion in 2014. Abbott operating more than 150 countries, St. Jude in more than 100. Racine's Plant Commission's focus yesterday afternoon was not specifically on a proposed CVS pharmacy at Washington Avenue and Ohio Street, but separating it was the sole issue from rezoning seven parcels that could allow this project. That proved to be a bit of an obstacle for everybody involved, including several public hearing speakers. The attorney for CVS, Richard Donner, said that nothing has changed from the company's original proposal. They are still interested in that site. One of the new affected property owners, though, Brad Gadame, said he'd be looking at junk, in his words, if CVS came in.
I can't imagine anyone wanting to live next to this. It's a 24-hour facility proposed. You're going to have lights for the parking lots for, what, the 60-some-odd parking spaces. Obviously, there's going to be more traffic. And it's already a bad intersection as it is. Why would you want to add to that congestion? There are other places to build.
Meanwhile, Alderman Henry Perez said the city's business plan needs some flexibility. Commissioner Molly Hall said, "I find it very difficult to make a recommendation in the abstract on this."
I think it would be more productive to see how flexible, see how willing an applicant might be in reducing lights or adding a larger buffer area or addressing traffic concerns and noise concerns.
Alderman Dennis Weiser motioned to deny the rezoning. That was rejected 3-1 by the commission, which also then failed to send any recommendation back to the Common Council. A small but angry group of residents in Caledonia went to a public hearing last night on the combined $1.3 million worth of assessments that will be levied on the property owners for Highway K. This is in reference to the water sewer project ongoing with Highway V, the project that officials say will benefit a new business park within the village. Asked why the utilities couldn't be installed along the I-94 frontage road, Tom Ludwig, the project engineer, said that was determined by the DNR. Ken Funk noted that all Caledonia residents pay fees for services like fire protection, and he questioned how come the cost of the project was being borne by just the residents on Highway K.
When this was announced that this project was going in, that the WISPAC was building this park, this business park, it was said that it was going to be a great thing for all of Caledonia. So if it's such a great thing for all of Caledonia, wouldn't the fair thing be to spread it out over the whole damn town, village, and let everybody pay for it, not just a handful of people on Highway K?
After the public hearing, the board, without discussion, unanimously approving the assessments for both the sewer and water projects. A trio of state programs will provide the funding for four local road projects, part of more than $38 million in project work statewide announced by Governor Walker. Under the County Highway Improvement Discretionary Program, more than $252,000 is being earmarked to reconstruct the intersection of Racine County Highways K and V. In Kenosha County, $293,000 to rebuild part of Highway H. The town of Norway, $187,000 to help fund reconstruction of Britton Road under the Town Roads Discretionary Program. And the Municipal Street Program will provide some $275,000 to rebuild 2nd and Division Streets in the village of Waterford. Oh, and emergency repairs beginning this morning. They're scheduled to anyway on the railroad crossing at Burlington for Jefferson and Bridge Streets.
The Wisconsin Central Railroad will completely rebuild the crossing with new rails, ties, ballast, crossing surface, and asphalt approaches, according to a notice posted on the City of Burlington website. Jefferson Street between Bridge and Dodge Streets is expected to be closed for up to 7 days, and motorists are being advised to find alternate routes. The entrances to local businesses near the crossing will remain open. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Racine County Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush setting bond at $50,000 for William Lockhart, accused of shooting Darnell Barker in the chest during a street argument last Sunday morning near Jefferson Lighthouse School. The 34-year-old Lockhart gets a preliminary hearing next week. The list of candidates for Racine County District Attorney is growing. Assistant Kenosha County D.A. Thomas Binger, the latest to announce, he'll seek the job that Rich Schepetti's decided to give up at the end of the year. Schepetti is backing his deputy, Trish Hansen. Meanwhile, Racine Attorney Eugene Lofton announced previously he would be after the job in the fall. Racine Police partnering up with Racine County Aging and Disability Service Center and the Volunteer Center of Racine for the Autism Alzheimer's Dementia Elopement Alert Form. This will permit the care provider of an individual with autism, Alzheimer's, or dementia to inform the police department and other first responders about the special needs related to these individuals who may wander away or get lost. Completing and submitting the form is totally voluntary. There is more information available by contacting the Racine County Aging and Disability Resource Center. It's at www.adrc.racineco.com or call them at 262-833-8777. Kenosha County's government-directed involvement with the recruiting and funding of hard-to-find psychiatrists, that's among recommendations in a study of ways to increase mental health and substance abuse services. It's the offshoot of several psychiatrists formerly at Racine's All Saint campus having left the area, but attracting new help, just one of the study's recommendations, according to Laverne Jarrus, the Kenosha County Division of Aging and Disability Services Director.
The shortage of psychiatry has a way of affecting the other programs. For instance, even access to comprehensive community services, you need to have a psychiatrist involved.
With current patients forced to go elsewhere, costing Kenosha County more money, the study suggests a possible collaboration with All Saints, Racine County, and other partners. Kenosha County officials going to review the findings, perhaps include some of the recommendations in the 2017 budget process. And back on April 5th, when all the attention was focused on the election, that night Racine County leadership had a major water problem to deal with at the Dennis Kornwolf Services Building on Taylor Avenue. It led to moving certain operations elsewhere, including temporary relocation of the Crisis Services Unit sale program to the neighboring Kranz Company building on DeCoven Avenue. That was discussed at the City Plan Commission meeting yesterday. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave explaining moving that program was just one of the many moves needed with this emergency.
We're lucky to have a partner in Kranz that's right next door. We contacted them, and ultimately we think this is a good temporary fix for not only the delivery of our services, but for our community in general to be able to continue this service.
Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski said it's okay as a general temporary use under the existing ordinance, but also factors in what he called the zoning administrator's said-so rule. The up to 12-month move to the second floor of the Kranz building supported unanimously by the Plan Commission. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.